Practically, this 3-2 decision means House and Senate maps Pennsylvania will use for the next decade will shift tens of thousands of people out of the less populous areas that often house prisons and into the cities that overwhelmingly feed Pennsylvania's incarcerated population. The commission that made the change includes two Democratic lawmakers, two Republican lawmakers, and University of Pittsburgh law professor Mark Nordenberg. He's the designated tiebreaker and says despite late census data and tricky logistics, he thinks this is the fairest and most legally sound option.
I don't think that this is an ideal resolution. I don't think it is an ideal step forward. But I do think we can't wait for another 10 years.
Redistricting reformers call the old approach prison gerrymandering. Democrats have repeatedly pitched bills to count prisoners in their home districts, and the GOP-controlled House and Senate have rejected them.